Da, shenefesh ha'odom achas, v'yesh lo pu'ulos rabos chalukos, yikro'un k'tzasa pu'ulos ahen nefoshos. So, the human soul is really one thing, although there are many different kochos to the human soul, but it's all one unified soul. Now, there are some times that we refer to the different powers of the soul. We refer to them as nefoshos. But that doesn't mean that the soul is not one, and that each of these powers is reflective of a different soul. And that's the reason why some people think that a human has many souls. And that's the reason why one of the great, he says philosophers, doctors, but he means thinkers, philosophers about the human soul. So that's why he refers to the soul as having three different souls. What, a human having three different souls: the nefesh hatvius, the nefesh chiyunis, and the nefesh hanafshis, he calls it. So we also refer to those as nefashos, but that doesn't mean that the human soul, a human has three different souls. It's one unified soul with three different forces to it. The Rambam here is coming lafuke those who think that, let's say, a plant. So a plant has a certain basic soul to it that gives it its life, and right, a plant is alive, and it gives it certain kochos, like the ability to grow. And then you have animals, and animals have share that. They also like plants, not in the same way as plants, obviously, but like plants, they also grow, and they also do other things. They procreate in a certain way. They move. They can jump. They can eat. So there's a certain soul that an animal has, and it accounts for many of its kochos. So you could think that a human, well, it has a plant soul, but in addition, a human has an animal soul. And in addition, then, there's a human soul, which gives him his elevated intellect and all the different things, his sophisticated emotional system. So you might think that all of that is just reflective of the fact that we are animals, but we have more. So the Rambam here is coming and saying, no, our human soul is fundamentally different than the animal soul. And even though we have kochos that also animals have, and we might even refer to that as the nefesh habahamis, the animalistic soul, but that doesn't mean that it's the same soul that animals have. Upe'amim shikru kochos v'chalakim, and sometimes these different souls are referred to as kochos, or sections, chalakim of the soul. Ad she'omer chalkei nefesh. And this is it's, you find often in philosophic literature. When we say the parts of the soul, we don't mean that they're individual souls. But rather, what they're doing is they're not counting souls; they're counting forces of the one soul. And these are like all the different parts that make up the one unified system. And if you take a look in Hilchos, in the Rambam, in Hilchos Yisrael Torah, so you'll see there that we're in Perek Daled there, in Halacha Zayin and Ches, so there the Rambam speaks, Ches and Tes, the Rambam there speaks about these same concepts there as well. V'yata yodea shetikon amidos yirfuas hanefesh v'kochoseha. Now you need to know that in order for a person to be mesake in his midos, this is Refuas hanefesh v'kochoseha, meaning the source for working on your midos and your character traits is through the soul, by healing the soul and the soul's forces and the soul's powers. And just like a doctor who physically heals a person needs to first be knowledgeable in the body and the parts of the body, you have to know the human body. And you have to know not only about the human body, but you also have to know what things that are external to the human body can make the human body sick. You have to know what are things that are bad for the body. And then you have to teach the body, teach people to guard from those things that are negative for the body. And you also have to know which things can heal the body. And again, heal doesn't necessarily mean went from sickness, but keep the body healthy. And then you have to chase after those. Kain rofei ha-nefesh ha-rotzeh l'saken midos ha-adam. So too, someone who's healing the human soul, he needs to understand, and which ultimately will be there to be misaki in a person's character traits and make him a better person, you need to first know, you need to first know the nature of the soul and its forces, its powers, its abilities, its sections. Uma yachla osa, uma yavriya. And what will make the human soul ill, and what will make it healthy, and what will keep it healthy, what will train it to function properly, and what will negatively impact its functioning. So we're going to speak about five sections of the human soul. Hazan, the first is called the Zan, v'hanikrat somayach, v'hamargish, v'hamedame, v'hamis orer, v'hasichli. Okay, so we're going to explain all of these five chalakim. Ukfar hikdamnu b'zeh ha-perek shedvareinu enam rak b'nefesh ha-adam. And we already stressed that when we speak about these forces, we're speaking about them, how they are uniquely in a human. Remember, we just said a few minutes ago that it's not that a human and an animal share a certain soul, but a human has an additional soul. No, a human, you know, let's look at his first example. We'll see exactly the point. There's a force within man that provides nutrition and physical development. Koach hamazon, the zan, that the nutrients, which is yazon ha'adam. It's not like that same force, the force which allows for the development of the physical human body and allows for it to be metafked, that allows for it to function. So animals also have that, but the one that functions in man is not like that which is in the sus and the chamor, which is in the horse and the donkey. Ki ha'adam nizon b'chelek hazan min ha'nefesh ha'enoshes. Because again, the nizon element of a person is part of the nefesh ha'enoshes. And the chamor is nizon, which is the human soul. The chamor nizon b'chelek hazan min ha'nefesh ha'chamoris. But the donkey is provided for, it gets its nutrients and its growing ability and its physical abilities. That comes from the chelek hazan, this is that first chelek, in the nefesh of the chamor. The hanesher nizom b'chelek hazan min hanesher asher lo. And the eagle has its own soul, and in the eagle soul, so there's a chelek of the evil of the eagle soul, which is called the zan. Now it's true that when we speak, we refer to the soul in man and the soul in the donkey and the soul in the eagle, which provides for nutrients and development of the physical body. We call that the nizon, but that's only b'shitus Hashem levad. That's just sharing a name. Lo she inyan b'kulam echad b'atzmon, but not that fundamentally they're the same or inherently. V'chein yom ye omer al ha'odam u'shar b'alichayim margish b'shitus Hashem levad. So too, we're going to speak about a human being. We're going to speak about hargosha, feeling. Lo sha regesh asher ba'adam hu haregesh, hahergesh, excuse me. Lo sha hahergesh asher ba'adam hu hahergesh asher b'shar ba'lichayim. It's not that it's the same. V'lo hahergesh asher b'zeamin ahu hahergesh ba'atzmo asher b'min acher. And even within the animal kingdom, one animal and another animal are going to have separate systems. V'lo hahergesh asher b'min azeh hu hahergesh ba'atzmo asher b'min acher. Aval kol minu min asher lo nefesh yesh lo nefesh achas, b'lti nefesh acher. Each one has its own unique soul construct. And this is this soul, again, but we don't mean the soul. This koach, this chelek of the soul, is what accounts for certain abilities. And other parts of the soul account for other abilities. And you might look at the way that the donkey grows or eats, and the way that the horse does, and you might assume that they therefore have the same inherent soul, and it's not true, because each species has its own. He goes, let me give you a mashal. You might have three areas that are very dark, a dark room, three dark rooms. One of them has a skylight, and the sun shines in and illuminates the room. Another one has a skylight, but it's the middle of the night, but there's moonlight that comes into the room and lights up the room. In the third room, you turn on a light bulb, or you light a candle, and there's light in the room. Now, in all of them, you could say that there's light. And we would call all of them. We would say, is this room lit up? And the answer would be yes. Aval siba zehaor upo'alo ha-shemesh, upo'al ha-acher hi-areach, upo'al ha-acher ha-esh. But the activity, the generation of light by the sun and by the moon and that by the fire are obviously all very different. Kein po'al ha-argesh ha-adam hu ha-nefesh ha-adam, upo'al ha-argesh ha-chamor hu nefesh ha-chamor, upo'al ha-argesh ha-nesher hu nefesh ha-nesher. And like we said, and that's therefore you're going to see that a human has certain senses and a donkey has certain senses and a nesher has certain senses, and they might look the same on the outside, and you might call them all a certain koach, but they're really very different. V'ein lahem inyan shiyakabtim ela b'shitov ha-shev levad. And the only similarity that they share is their name. V'hovin zeh inyan shu niflamo. This is a very important point. Yikashlo b'harbe me'afilosofim. Many philosophers have gotten this idea wrong. V'yishchayvu b'zer ha-chokos v'deos b'lti amitios. And it's led them, this mistaken perspective, has led them to many mistaken perspectives.
V'yoshu v'l'kavanosi v'chalke ha-nefesh v'omar ha-chilek ha-zan mimenu ha-koach ha-moshech v'ha-machzik v'ha-ma'akel v'ha-doiche l'mosoros v'ha-megadel v'ha-molid b'dome v'ha-mavdil b'leichus ad shi'afish ma she'tzorach l'hizon bo u'ma she'tzorach l'dchoso.
So the first section, we're going to now explain the different sections of the human soul, because we said that in order to heal yourself, you need to understand what the soul is all about. In order to heal your midos and to work on your midos, you have to understand the nature of the soul. So the first section is the chelek hazan, which has within it all the bodily processes, the digestion and the process of going to the bathroom and reproductive, the ability to reproduce, and the systems in the body that regulate moisture in the body, and the circulatory system, all of these things. V'adoram al-elu shivakochos, u'mayasu v'eich yasu v'eizei v'arm pulosim yosir niris v'yosir nigles, and how these processes, how they interact with each other, and which organs are part of these processes, and what things are recognizable on the outside, what do you see on the outside, what goes on under it, within the body that you can't see. Uma mehem nimtza tamer uma yichle mehem lizman katzav ze kula roi b'melechas harafu v'ein tzorach lo b'zeh amakum. So all of these different issues, you know, and which things are always present, which things disintegrate or die and reproduce themselves, all the different things in the body, right, how the body grows its nails, all of this is kulo b'melechas refuah. This is not really our topic because this is very strongly connected. This part of the human soul is very much connected to the physical body, and therefore the doctors and their medical knowledge is most applicable when we deal with that. Number two, hachelek hamargish mimenu hakochos hachamisha hamefursamim etzel hamon. These are the senses, which are reyus, that everybody knows about, the five senses, the reyus, seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, and mishushin, and touching. V'unimtza b'chol shetach haguf, v'ein lo eiver miyuchad. And in this last one, the mishush, so that's not any specific area of the body, right? Like seeing is connected with the eyes, obviously, and hearing is connected with the ears. But the mishush is connected to the whole body. It doesn't have its own specific organ or part of the body. K'mo sheish l'arba kochos. V'achelek hamedame, like we do find by the other ones. Number three. The chelek hamedame, chelek hamedame hu hakoch asher yizkor bishumei hamuchashim acharei he'elamam. So here, this is the subconscious mind and the faculty of memory. Chelek hamedame. So it's the koach that helps a person remember experiences after they've disappeared. Meaning not only remembering a number, but let's say, for instance, if you ever came into contact with fire, so you know that it's hot, so your body, your soul records that, and you now know from now on that fire is hot. So any rishume, which means any imprint, any impression that was made on through the senses, mikirvas achusha marsheri sigum, the yarkiv ktsasim al ktsasim, also the ability to connect them and to understand their interrelation with each other, which sometimes happens subconsciously. The afrid ktsasam miktsasam, and the ability to differentiate. L'zeh yarkib zeh koch min inyanam asher yisigum.
This is also contributes to the abstract mind. There are things that you can connect in your mind, certain things that are not a reality, but you can imagine them. This is part of this is the imaginative faculty, because based on prior experiences, you can connect things and imagine things. So, for instance, this is an amazing statement. Right? You've seen boats and you've seen birds, so the subconscious mind or the imaginative faculty is able to connect those two, and you can imagine something which is an impossibility. The Rambam says at his time, a metal boat that flies in the air. I mean, the Rambam here is talking about an airplane. It's an amazing statement, but he says right. The Rambam is the first one to conceive of an airplane. He says a metal boat that flies in the air. So he said that's an impossibility, but it's something that we don't have, but something that you can conceive of because of the imaginative faculty. Or an Adam Shirosho Bashmayim V'Raglov Ba'aretz. Or a huge giant whose head is in the heavens above the clouds, but his feet are down here on the ground. U'Behema Be'Elef Einayim, or an animal with 1,000 eyes. Al Derech Mashal. There's examples. Harbe Me'ilu Hanim Nos. Many other impossibilities, but you can create them in your mind, and through that, and this is all abstract thinking and again the imaginative faculty, and you can produce them using your imagination. Okay, and here was the mistake made by the Medabrim. The Medabrim were the Kalam philosophers, the Kalam Muslim philosophers. And the philosophers of the Kalam, which was a school of thought of the Muslims, and they thought a horrible, a very mistaken thing. Asher banu ala pinas ha'ta'osam, and they built a whole philosophy based on this. B'chalukas ha'mechuyah v'ha'efsher v'ha'nimna, shem chashvu ahuviu b'nei adam lachshov, ki kol medu me'efsher. They believe that anything that you could imagine is possible. And they didn't accept the effect that the mind can conceive of impossibilities due to the imaginative faculty. Okay, the fourth category, Hachelek Hamisorer. The koch Hachelek Hamisorer is the koch in a person that desires or despises things, the urges, the desires, the passions. This is what leads us to want something, to choose something. To choose one thing or to distance something. Included in this, the passion, the emotions, is also anger, desire, fear, courage, cruelty, mercifulness, love, hate. And many other similar types of emotions. This is something that relates to the whole body. Again, it's not a specific organ. If you want something, you use your hand in order to go take it. Or you use your feet in order to run after it. Or your eyes see it, and that plays a role in desiring it. And then the heart plays a role in being strong and courageous. Or it's where the fear, when we fear, it's the headquarters when we're dealing with fear. And so to all the other parts of the body, they play a role in relation to this koach of misorer. Okay, that's the fourth category. And the fifth category. The fifth category is the intellectual force in man. It's man's ability to conceive, of ideas, to think. Bo yikna chachmos, it's the ability to understand things and to acquire wisdom. Ubo yavdil, right? We spoke earlier about the koach of the medame. So the koach medame needs the koach hasichli, because the information is taken in with the koach hasichli, and then the koach medame is able to use it in the subconscious mind, in memory, in for imagination.
But the koach hasichli is how we acquire wisdom and knowledge. Bo yavdil bin hameguna v'hanam min apulos. It also gives us the ability to identify what all of our bechira, right? We already spoke right before this. The chelek harevi was the chelek hamis orer. So how it chooses certain things, it distances other things. But the chelek hasichli, the intellectual element of man, is what allows him to form opinions about what's good and what's bad. What, even if my body is telling me to do one thing, but my mind might tell me that something else is more valuable. Ve'ela pulos mehem ma'asim mehem yuni ha-ma'asi. So first of all, there's practical, and then there's abstract functions of the mind. So the ma'asi, mimenu malechas machshavas, u'mimenu machshavi. So we have the ability to perform sophisticated actions, like certain skills. Like if a person is going to be an artisan and be able to work in a certain field, so the mind is what teaches him how to do it. And also, obviously, thought. So let's just go back for a second. We have the ma'asi. The ma'asi has within it, which is the practical. It has melechas makshavas and machshavi. We're going to explain those in a second. Those are two subcategories in the ma'asi. Then there's the iyuni. And through the iyuni, a person is able to grasp certain realities that don't change, which are certain, I believe, heavenly, even divine elements. And that's what when we refer to chachma, that's what we're referring to. I think he's going to explain what that means in a second. So melechas machshavas, that was the first category, that was the subcategory in the ma'asi. Hu hakoach asher bo yilmad hamelachos. That's how a person learns skills, like nagros, to be a carpenter, v'avodas adama, or farming, refuos, or medicine, or malachos, which is to be a seaman, like a boat captain, you know, to be on the seas. Hamachshavi, what's the machshavi? Hu hakoach asher bo yistakel. And then the machshavi is not the skills that a person learns, but it's a person's ability to make decisions, to see if something is possible, is it not possible, and if it is possible, how to do it. Meaning it's the abstract thinking that allows a person to plan and allows a person to prepare for things. So he says that's enough for right now regarding this topic. So he didn't really explain fully. He didn't explain so much about the iyuni, but we will hopefully come back to this at a later point. Vida. So the Rambam here finishes up the perek. That was just a very brief introduction to the most elevated part of a person, and that's if you go back to the Rambam over there in, I believe it was Perek Dalet of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. So you see that the Rambam there speaks about the tremendous koach that a person has of the intellect, and how it separates him from, you know, is the thing that most separates him from the animals, that koach that his soul has. But here the Rambam suffices with just a very brief discussion. Vida, shizos ha-nefesh ha-achas asher kodam sipur kochoseh v'chalkeh, hi kachomer v'asechel atzura. And you should know that all of the forces of the soul, and this one unified soul that we've now described all of its forces and all of its sections, it's like Chomer, and the Seichel, the fifth part of it, is like the Tzura. Right? Chomer and Tzura is a very common theme, especially in the writings of the Rishonim, and it's the form and matter. So just on a very, very simple level, in order to create anything, you always need the matter, you always need the Chomer Gelim, you need the material, and then you need the plan, or the form that is given to the matter. So, like, you know, the architect draws up the plans of a building, but then the builders take the material and they actually build it into something. So all of the previous things, the passions, the physical body, the imaginative faculty the memory and the subconscious mind, all of those functions in a person are all like the matter for the seichel, which is the form. And if you have all of those previous things, all of the elements of man, his physical body and growth and his passions and his emotions, if all of those never get any tzura, any direction that gives it form, then it's like a wasted creation, because the nature of it is that it exists in order to receive form and direction. And it's like a complete little waste. Hu amru gam b'lo das nefesh lo tov. And that's why without, Mishle says that without das, so there's no, the body is a waste. Ratzalom, shemitzios nefesh shelo higiel atzura aval tia nefesh b'lo das lo tov. It's not good. It's a waste, and it's not good to have no das, to have no tzura. Aval hadvarim al hatzura v'hachomer v'hasichli v'adeos kamehen v'eichi agielam ein zeh makomam. However, there is even a whole nother layer that goes beyond that. Once the tzura has its impact on the chomer, there are things that go, that take it even deeper than just giving pure form to the matter, and how to reach these super elevated levels where you're not just giving form to your matter, but you're actually then elevating your matter and reaching very, very high spiritual levels. That's not in Zemekoman, that's not what we're going to talk about now. That's beyond the focus of Shmona Prakim. Shmona Prakim is about working on the Midos. That's actually much more appropriate for a book on Nevuah, Asher Zacharnu, that I made reference to, and I believe he's making reference to his Akdama, the Parashah Mishnah, where he says that he's working on a Sefer Nevuah, a book all about Nevuah. So that would be the appropriate place to speak about going beyond the basic relationship between Chomer and Tzura. And the Rambam says that's enough for now, and we will talk about that. We're going to move on to the next chapter.